See, some of you have this misunderstanding. Some of you think you have to have 100 people on your first level. If you're doing the business properly, you're working in depth. You only have so many nights a week to do meetings. You only have so many hours a day. You should keep your full-time job, but even if you're doing this full-time, there's only so much time. When you sponsor somebody, if you don't help them, they're not going to figure this out on their own. You're going to have to get them going. If you just sign somebody up and try to push them into the system, yeah, they may stick, but there's an excellent chance they won't. Very few people take the initiative on their own. So the more people you have on your first level, the higher probability that people won't do anything. Yeah, you can keep shoving them into the system, into functions and so forth, and maybe some of that seed will sprout. But that shotgun approach is not the best way. It's not the best way. The better way is to sponsor one person and then immediately get him started right and help him sponsor just one, and then help that person sponsor just one, and help that person just sponsor one. The better way is, rather than you come out of the gate and do this, sponsor all those people on your first level, rather than do that initially, it's actually better to do this. That's better. Now, the first way, if you go like this, that's more profitable initially. This, doing this the first month or first, second month, is more profitable a year from now. This will give you permanent income. This will give you initial income. This will give you permanent income. Now, this is very significant. Ideally, there should be a balance between the two. But you can't have too many people on your first level. Therefore, your prospects initially, for those of you in the room who have nobody on their first level, you start very simple. A list of every single person you know, don't prejudge anybody. And some hot leads, start there. From that list, using the Success Secret CD and the Your Wish Is Your Command and this workflow, you will sign up at least one person. And then when that person gets in, talk to their prospects to get at least one person in, and talk to their prospects to get at least one person in, and so forth. Start there. That's where you start. And by the way, some of these other ways to get prospects who are interested in listening to Your Wish, Your Command, we are constantly spending money testing. So some of the things I mentioned, we are testing. We are testing classified ads and print ads to see if we can get people to call and request the Success Secrets CD. And then request the Your Wish Is Your Command. We're testing radio in short form, radio and print, and offering the Success Secret CD to see if that is going to be a good technique to get them to want to listen to Your Wish Is Your Command at a lower cost. Sure. So I'm not saying that there'll never be another method. Some of you try to get somebody to want to listen to the Success Secret CD that wants you to know about using the internet and different type of methods online. Some of you come up with flyers and want to pass out flyers and try to get people. There's a lot of innovations that you could come up with. But I can tell you, and I will encourage you, don't innovate, duplicate. The pattern for success is proven, and quite frankly, works 100% of the time. And if I was in your shoes today, sitting there, I wouldn't deviate. I wouldn't innovate. I would simply do and follow the pattern for success, knowing that it works. That's something to think about and something to consider.